Sure.
Brian, we've written since yesterday. But 3-0, 2006, 2009 were the last times that happened here in NFC Championship game and Super Bowl. How do y'all keep from getting ahead or letting what Sean called noise get in the way?
I think we just have to continue to focus on winning each week. And like Drew says, we've got 16 seasons, single-game seasons. So we're going to approach this week with Miami as a one-game season, and that's all that's on our mind. And if we can compartmentalize and keep focus on the task at hand, the big picture, the noise, as Coach Payton is calling it, we won't listen to it.
Brian, you just mentioned Coach Payton talking about the noise. We talked a lot about what impact he might or might not have coming back this season. Can you put a finger on exactly what he's meant? You know, three games in, it's 3-0 as opposed to 0-3 last season.
I think he brings back that leadership, that ultimate decision making power for the team, and I think we missed that last year, and he really just brings back that leadership and confidence and that we missed last year.
You mentioned confidence. Is there a certain level of confidence he kind of instills, or is it, you know?
Yeah, you know, you come into each week knowing that we have the best plan possible, and that we know what and how and why and how we're going to do it, and the reasons behind it. It makes sense, and then, you know, him and Drew working together, that it's very a creative process throughout the week. So to have him back and have that equation back working, it makes a lot of sense, and it gives us all confidence.
Brian, y'all have given up 10 sacks this year, which is kind of a little different from this team's past, which I think it came into the season least sacked team since 2006. What are y'all seeing that's different this year that's making it so difficult to keep Drew clean?
You know, I don't think there's anything different. I think we just need to do a better job of protecting them. That's really what it comes down to. We just have to do a better job. It's unacceptable. Take full responsibility for it, because we've got to do a better job and giving him time to, because we know when he has time, he's very dangerous. So that's our job to do. We've got to do a better job of it.
Brian, you watch a film today?
Or are you gonna? I did, yes.
Tomorrow? Okay. Well, you were still pretty optimistic about the run game at the end of the game yesterday, but did you see anything that was particularly disappointing early on in the run game that stood out?
You know, there was a little bit of movement. They were stacking the box pretty heavy. We like I said last night, we adjusted on the fly. Early, you see what their plan is, and then you adjust accordingly. And I think as the game went on, we did a good job of that. And, when it really did count at the end of the game, I thought we did a very good job of running the football and staying on the field and really getting that time of possession in the fourth quarter and finishing the game out.
Were you seeing similar fronts?
Yes.
All right.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Appreciate it, Brian.